This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
Discover more of our shows at soundrebel.co.uk.
So, there's a hovercraft.
Yeah, no, not that time.
There is going to be a bit. It's going to be a bit noisy, but we are doing. You, of course, you can eat. You could do whatever you like. So, welcome to Dilemmas with Jess Ellis. This is a holiday special. We are in the most gorgeous villa, Cassia. Have I said that right?
You have.
Cassia. And we thought, why not do a Dilemmas with Jess Ellis?
In Corfu.
You know, I can't be there around my kitchen table. So why not just sit on our veranda? Pictures to follow. So it's me and one of my old, you know, legends of my podcast.
First episode. It's had the most... No, it hasn't.
It has had the most listens.
Has actually?
It has, yeah. Well done. You beat, like, people from This Is England.
How did I beat Duncan?
I think it's just because you were the first.
I think it's not the funniest.
And we've got Sarah Wood Davis.
My mum!
And we've got Maria Ellis.
Jessica's mum.
Oh, yeah, well done. Mum has already done a podcast before. We actually wanted to do this for Mother's Day special. We wanted this group of people, but you were working and you were in London and we couldn't make it
Mum
work.
Mum would make any excuse because she's very nervous.
Yeah, she's had a few gin. We've fed her some more gin and tonic.
Did you put a bit extra in her drink?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I put a bit extra in yours, so you talked a bit more.
Yeah, just a bit.
Even talking a bit more posh, I think.
She's doing what Michael would call my telephone voice.
Well, my mum did that.
So before we start, at the beginning of my podcast, I always play the game Double Dares, which everyone knows is a sweet game where if you can have get a nice one or a horrible one. But I didn't bring them with me because I didn't know how legally was allowed to bring some slug flavoured sweets over. So what we have done, and we will send pictures on our socials to see this, is bought the most delicious looking shots. They're called Corfu Dennis.
I'm Dennis.
Yeah, look,
so hungry.
Yeah, like Corfu, and then it says Dennis at the bottom. So I don't know if someone's married a Dennis. They're very luminous in colour, and obviously instead of a forfeit, we all just I think have to drink a shot.
But there's only three colours, so who's going to try?
Well, I'm going to mix them.
Oh, don't mix them.
Yeah, I'm going to make a little.
They look like paint.
Yeah, I'm going to make like a little concoction.
You're not. I can't believe that was the plan. I didn't. Oh,
it wasn't the plan.
Look at that. Right.
Oh my gosh, here we go. Stop putting more in.
Right. Okay, so to start.
Also, you've not mentioned what day it is.
Oh my god, there's a lot of people forgetting today.
I know. No one's making as big a deal of it as I want them to.
It's actually Daisy's 29th birthday. That's right. She's old as fuck.
Yeah.
So it's Daisy's 29th birthday. We're in this beautiful villa. Thank you, CV Villas. And we're about to have a shot of something that could be delicious.
Mum, you've got to do it.
And obviously the Greek.
I've got the fullest one.
So my main aim of the game in the double dares is for people to swallow it. So I guess we just have to swallow.
Yeah.
Yamas.
Yamas. First one to be sick loses.
Oh god.
Dennis,
you don't know
what you're doing.
It tastes like jiff.
I think it's lovely.
No.
Daisy, have you got any taste buds?
That was horrific.
I think that was nice.
Right, let's get on to these dilemmas that we've been sent. So none of us have seen these dilemmas. I've not seen them. Okay. So our first one is Anonymous, 26, Suffolk. When they're anonymous, always think they're juicy. Hi, Jess. I know that it's been over between me and my boyfriend for a while, but the main reason I haven't finished things with him is that we've had a 2-week holiday to America booked for ages. That holiday is now next month, and to be honest, now we're here, I can't bear the thought of 2 whole weeks with him. We'll probably just spend most of the time arguing anyway. I've always wanted to go to America. Do I just go and try and have a good time, or do I cancel? If I don't go, I would basically be nearly 2 grand down the drain. What should I do?
Cancel.
Oh, absolutely.
Go. Cancel.
Go.
No.
Go.
Well, I have a shit holiday. No. I would speak to him beforehand and say maybe things aren't going like they should do. But we'll always be friends. Let's have a good...
Oh,
you know what, Maria? I wish it worked
out. That's in a dream world, though.
No, it is a dream world, but that's what... Maybe
haven't
I do.
Already split up?
No, I think she said that she's known in her mind, but what's kept her going?
I've had this before. There's never a good time. There's a wedding.
There's Valentine's
family
Day. There's birthday.
Yeah, exactly. There's birthdays. You can never time it right.
All it will do is create bad memories on the American holiday.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. I mean, I had friends actually that went travelling for like a year together, and within the first 2 months they split up, but then they stayed travelling together and they had a really good time.
I think you can
admirable.
Oh, there's about 8 million beers.
I thought we were in the Wizard of Oz.
Just to show that we are in Corfu.
But I think that if you're slightly honest and say to them, look, things aren't going like I really want them to go, and say to him, look, we both look forward to going to America, how do you feel about still going? Broach it that way. If he says no, we can't be together,
I think you'd have to be a very I would do a slightly savager one and go, you know what, I'm really looking forward to this holiday and I've been working up to it, but you know, you know, and me and I know that things aren't working, we've been arguing loads, I would still like to go on the holiday. I would take someone else with me.
If
we're going to split up, I'll take someone else. Buy him out. Or if we go on the holiday together, one of us stays separately or whatever. Do you know what
That's
I mean?
That's a good idea to buy it.
You have to speak to them first.
Yeah.
It depends what the issues are, and it depends how bad it is, doesn't it? If you can bear to spend 2 weeks with somebody or however long it is,
it depends how you holiday together. If he's just the kind of person
that he bores you a bit, then it's different. But she did say they've been rowing a lot.
Yeah.
Might feel the same. You know, he might think, oh, how am I going to broach this?
He might be thinking, I'm dreading this holiday, I don't want to go.
Yeah.
And if she goes, I still want to go, but I don't want to be...
I think logistics-wise, it's better to offer like another...
Solution.
I would honestly rather lose money.
£2,000 is a lot of...
That could be
4 years' work for something, you know, saving up.
But also, it's a life lesson. We all go through them in relationships, and maybe don't book a £2,000 holiday unless you're sure you're going to be with them.
Book it in that far in advance. Yeah. Go in a little quick one.
Yeah. Just a little deal.
Or leave your boyfriend's behind and just bring your mum's.
Like we have. Mother and daughter holiday.
Yeah. His boyfriends couldn't make it.
You were first option.
You were the first choice.
Lies.
I think, you've got to be honest about this.
Yeah.
Anonymous in Suffolk, is that right, Suffolk? Mm-hmm. You've got to be honest about this in all the situations. I would just go, this isn't working, but I still want to go on this holiday. Where do you stand?
Yeah, how do you feel about
and,
it?
And he,
I mean, he might be relieved, you don't know, do you?
He could say, I don't want to go, or, you know, why don't we go, but let's... He might get on better as friends, or do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Once that pressure...
He might even rekindle. Yeah. Because the minute you take off that pressure and you become friends, it gets sexy again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially on
So maybe try and save your relationship by getting sexy again.
Yeah, you could be like, what's that film that you told me about the other day?
I don't know.
The film, the Liverpool...
Oh, Girls. Shirley Valentine.
Be like Shirley Valentine.
or you could just go out there with him and then find some American and never come back.
25 years, yeah.
Well, our rep told us, didn't she? She came over here on the first night. She's met a Greek boyfriend and she's been with him now
34 years.
So well,
it happens.
It happens.
So yeah, let's just be honest. And if you want to go America, still go. I think.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, or buy him out.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, next one is bride-to-be, 27, Bristol. Hi, Jess. I'm getting married next year and I've left the hen do planning completely to my younger sister, telling her that I'd like it to be a surprise. However, some of my friends have started to hint that she's planning something I don't really want to do, a spa day followed by afternoon tea at a classy hotel. It's my last few days of being single woman, so I want to go somewhere like Magaluf.
She's got it so wrong.
So I want to go somewhere like Magaluf, get completely and utterly hammered, and let a male stripper wangle whatever he wants to wangle wherever it wants to wangle it.
Oh my God, I love her.
Do I let her crack on with her planning? Apparently she's quite proud of herself for what she's arranged.
I think I should have discussed this a little bit.
And she's already booked it and started to take people's money, or do I tell her I don't want to do what she's planned?
I think the trouble is she's already given her permission.
Yeah, to plan a surprise.
And I think, can she not have two little?
Or she could incorporate. She could say, you know what? I've heard that you're doing this thing, and it sounds really good, or whatever. But like, do the spa and go for afternoon tea, but then rent a house for the weekend afterwards and get the male strippers there. And you know, you don't have to go to Magaluf to get that experience. We've done it, haven't we?
You can do two separate things, can't you? And then both parties
or join it as one.
I would say nip it if that's something that you really want, nip it in the bud now. Or
because she's obviously has a sister, thinking that a sister will
get one of your good friends that's maybe not close to your sister but knows your sister well, to just go, I was having a bit of a chat last night and some of the things that she was saying, how about we incorporate this?
100%.
Yeah, because that's a compromise, isn't
it? Because
I think it's a lot to ask one person to do something anyway.
It's a massive thing.
Yeah, I think a lot of people should plan it. Like Hannah's Pawsey's hen do, there's three of us. Well, there's only three bridesmaids, but we're all doing it. Yeah. It's not just one of us.
Yeah, I'm the same. Like, obviously, my sister's maid of honour, but I'm definitely going to get her to... Because my sister knows me so well, and she knows what I want, but my friends know other sides of me as well. And you want every part of that, don't you?
Yeah, definitely.
And it may be that her sister has thought about that and thought, we can't go to Magaluf. It's really, you know, that's a lot for everyone.
It's
to
expensive,
do.
Yeah.
It is. So maybe the idea of doing that, but still all going out for the night.
And it's two different experiences, but she's going to enjoy
you can
both.
You can create whatever you like. When we went to Carla's hen do, you know, we had loads of different experiences, but just in-house, didn't we?
I think the Kezzy's sounded lovely, the one you went to a house in Bath and you had that guy and you drew a...
We did a
life drawing.
Life drawing. Yeah, but got a bit... X-rated. I thought the life drawing was more X-rated than the stripper.
Yeah.
We got George and Jade and Carla.
Carla, we ended up just questioning him about what it was like to be a stripper. Like,
have you slept with anyone on a hen do?
It was interesting, wasn't it?
He had slept with women that were celebrating their hen do. They were about to get married.
Yeah. Because I think we were all a bit partied up at that time as well, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And we all drew them, and then we were like, actually,
we didn't want him to get naked anymore. We want to talk to you.
Yeah, we all just asked him questions, didn't we? But yeah, I think obviously it sounds like your sister's put a lot of effort into
this. You've got to think about your relationship with your sister, haven't you? You've asked her to do it.
Yeah.
You know, you don't. It's not worth falling out over.
I mean, as soon as you said,
but sure,
can you plan it?
Yeah.
You've taken.
Or is it someone that asks their sister to do it when they don't? When they just feel that's the right thing to do, but actually they're not close friends.
Maybe they need to say.
But I've
always said to like Izzy about planning my hen do, and to you, I've said I would like to be part of planning anyway. Like, I think it's quite an old fashioned thing.
It's nice to have a few surprises, I think.
Of course it is. But it's also quite a big pressure on everyone involved to create this big surprise.
Oh, God. It's a lot of pressure.
And I'm a control freak.
Yeah.
And I know what I would like. I've got a very good idea about what I would like. And I'd rather say to, like, you, my sister, and say, let's do it here. Let's do this. You can organise the bits in between.
Yeah.
So maybe she should just go broach that and just be like, look, I've been thinking about it and I'd quite like to be a part of the planning process.
Yeah.
And then she could have a little bit of direction.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes it's nice to have two, one with the family and one with your friends. Because I know Jessica's always said to me, if I was having a hen do, you wouldn't be going.
You can't
on the one with my friends.
I wouldn't have the big house or wherever.
My sister said that to me the other day. She was like, "Are you going to have two? You can have one." And I said one, but she was like, are "You sure you want like?"
Pointing at mum.
Yeah, but I would join in.
No,
I?
Of course you would.
I've always imagined
for my hen do. I've always liked the idea of going to like a festival or something. And I know that's not going to be mum and my aunt's idea of
fun. Yeah.
Not that that's what's going to happen, but like that's a good example, I think. Like something.
So I think to say to this one is just broach it. Broach it with your sister, not in a like, what have you done or whatever, just in a like, these are kind of my ideas, or get your friend to talk about it.
Do it through your friend.
I feel like that would be me through, like, it's not cowardly, but I think it just sounds a bit better if someone goes, we were having a chat the other night about
and she really wants that
and thinks what she's imagining, like, why don't we organise to go to a bar afterwards and we'll get a stripper.
It's
the same here as it is in Magaluf. It's probably nicer.
Hi, we're Sound Rebel, and we just wanted to let you know a bit more about us.
Sound Rebel produced this podcast, and we work with all sorts of personalities to help them engage with their current audiences.
We work with actors, football commentators, comedians, personal trainers, radio presenters, influencers, and even world record holders.
So, if you've got an audience but don't have a podcast, get in touch with us.
Oh, and tell us you heard this ad and we'll produce your first episode for free.
Email hello@soundrebel.co.uk now and take your place in the fastest growing broadcast medium in the world.
Right, back to the episode.
Okay.
Ooh.
Concerned colleague, I love it when people do this, 32, Birmingham. Hi, Jess. We're escaping soon for a bit of winter sun. As are we. I was talking about it in the office the other day and my line manager asked where we were staying. Turns out she's now booked a holiday for the same week in a hotel just around the corner.
No.
Even though we don't speak that much at work, apart from when we have to, she's been coming up with all sorts of plans, suggesting restaurants we can all go to, the two of us and our partners, and what days we could go to the old town, what days we could go to the beach, etc. Without being rude, she's my manager after all. How do I tell her to back off and stop hijacking my fucking holiday?
That is absolutely brilliant. I feel like that's one of the best dilemmas I've had.
Absolutely, and I think it happens a lot.
Do you think?
Oh, absolutely.
People just thinking they can get in on the holiday.
And how do you broach that?
That happened to me and your dad. Somebody from his works, you know, we used to talk about going to Crete. And lo and behold, they turned up at the place, Christiana Beach. I thought, what are you doing here? Oh, we've heard you talk all about it. It nearly ruined our holiday because they moaned about everything. Oh, we don't like this pool. We don't like this.
Which is pissing on your chips a bit, isn't it?
And we'd say about like certain restaurants we went to. Oh, I didn't like that meal. And in the end, I just said to
Tom, there's even,
you know, if you come near me again...
That a bit because I've actually been on someone's honeymoon.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
What, I'm
we winning went on, we went on Charlie and Teresa's honeymoon because we went to their wedding at Horsemen's Newcastle.
So you were the people invading?
We invaded. And she told me all about Captiva Island, which is where off Florida.
Yeah.
Isabella Island. And I didn't realise that they were getting married and then they were at home for a couple of weeks and then they were going on their honeymoon.
Oh, so they weren't going straight away.
So we booked, you know, I did say to her, look, you know, that looks fantastic, Teresa. And they had children, they'd got married and we had you and Izzy. And we were like, you know, I think we're going to go there. We all went there, 1997. But what I didn't realise was they were waiting 2 weeks and then they went. So when they were on their honeymoon...
So you actually got the idea from seeing where they were honeymooning?
From her telling me about it.
Oh my God, Mum, that is awful.
Yeah. I thought they were going immediately. So when I booked it, I thought they'd be coming home.
Yeah.
But they'd had a gap. But we all met up. We met up twice.
And they had kids.
And they had kids. Mm. They were quite relaxed.
Yeah.
And we all laughed about it, really.
Yeah, you can laugh about it.
And it was a fantastic holiday, but how
funny.
But
when people start slamming the place that you're in and
love. Oh, it's horrible.
And they turned up, and we didn't know. And I thought
Mum is like Crete, the mayor of Crete. she
get an honorary
She works for Stellis, tourism
board.
She's
made a permanent resident.
Yeah, a resident. It's like when you get an honorary doctorate or something.
Yeah.
You get a thing.
But it's when you intrude on somebody without really asking.
Yeah.
I just would never have the ball. I would just especially like she's saying, she's a lineman. They're not really friends. Even, like, do you know what? Like, even you and Luke.
Yeah,
like,
I was going to say, maybe she's lonely.
But she's not going on her own. She's going with a partner.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even with you and Luke, and we're really good friends, and we've had lots of weekends away and stuff.
Mm.
I would never dream of doing that without an invite.
No.
And even if, say for instance, we ended up to being in the same place at the same time,
which would be amazing.
Which would be great, but I still feel like I would be like. Or it'd be an unwritten rule of, like, don't feel like we have to do what you don't feel like you have to do everything we have to do together.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't want you to feel like that. I wouldn't want you to think...
I do think when somebody bombards like that in quite a bombastic way, that almost gives you the opportunity to be like it back.
Do you think?
Yeah, because in the way that she's kind of invited herself, then I think you can say, oh, that's great, we'll meet you one night, but actually... We don't get away that much, so we're going to be doing something. You just got to say
I mean,
it.
Yeah,
we've
you're got right. Yeah.
We've
yeah.
got friends got that we go away with and we meet every year at the same time, but we're never in each other's faces. They do what they want to do during the day. We do what we want.
Mm.
But we this know person's what, getting this, carried away.
This, this
and
person's
I think you've
taking
got to
nip
it in the bud in the same way that they have got the balls to kind of... like, put that on you. You've got to equally come back and say, do you know what? You know... our holiday is quite precious to us.
Yeah, and you can do that in certain ways of like, oh, we've you know make things up if you want. We've already booked some friends.
I'd say it's like an anniversary holiday.
Yeah, that's so a good
it's
thing.
It's easier when it's not good friends because you're not going to offend anybody.
But when it's your manager though, it's egging.
Yeah, what if she then goes back to work and he, I don't know.
Well, she goes to HR.
You're right, ma'am.
Do you know what's really, really hard with our day and age as well is social media.
Yeah.
Because back in the day...
You can't hide anything.
Yeah, back
Well, you can, but...
I think this happens a lot, that people say, oh, I've heard friends of mine say, this happens quite a lot.
Somebody did it to my friend and turned up where we go. And they just turned up at the airport. And they said, oh, you talk about this place so much, you've decided to come. They made our holiday a nightmare. They turned up everywhere we went, every time we went for a meal.
Is this a different couple to the one before?
Yeah, this was some friends of ours.
I think the moral of this story is to not talk about where you're going on holiday.
Yeah. Only talk about where you're going on holiday with people that you like that you wouldn't mind telling you.
Yeah.
I mean, to turn up at the airport and say, we're staying at the same place as you.
But it's almost like...
But this is the trouble. Like, I feel sorry for the people that have already booked it, but I also feel a bit sorry for the people that think that they're going to be enjoyed on that holiday. Like, imagine if I was like, surprise, Jess, like, we're going to be there. And then deep down, you're
but
like,
I would love that, though,
off.
Anyway.
So, but if you're good friends and you know, really if you know somebody really well, that's different. But when you don't know that person that well...
Also, some people in work, you know, if it's your manager and you want to get pissed and act like... You might act like a bit of a knob and things that you speak about.
We never do that.
Oh, never.
Be yourself,
you can't be yourself, can you?
Yeah.
Sometimes people at work, they don't go out with their friends from, you know, colleagues from work because the lives are totally separate. And you just think...
But I suppose you could take it as a compliment and just try and be a bigger person and think, well, I'd love to go out for dinner one night.
Yeah,
and then just
we'll
be
meet
really
you up
brave.
For a drink and
yeah.
then we're
we'll meet for a drink,
we're
celebrating our anniversary.
Yeah. It's my new favourite word.
Yeah, you
it?
Love or, boundaries,
well, it is. It's all about boundaries and having the... being brave enough to say this is what we're going to do but we'd love to meet you for dinner one night.
Yeah, we're all too polite, aren't we?
Yeah,
really?
We are.
I mean, we were hiding on the plane, weren't we? So we didn't meet up.
I was just about to say I mean, what do you do when you take your mum's on holiday and you just want to have a night out just you? But I do think it's boundaries. Do you feel like you have because I feel like I'd crumble in that situation.
And
I feel like I must have got that from you.
I just think as you get older you get a bit better at it, maybe.
You do.
Yeah, you see,
you're more diplomatic.
More diplomatic, a bit kinder, because you could think, well, I can do one night, but you've got to have boundaries. You cannot ruin your own holiday.
But I think you're also like when you get older and when you get and you're busy or whatever, that things like holidays and weekends are very precious, aren't they? Because your husband might work away all the time, or you go off on tour and whatever.
Yeah.
So actually when people encroach on stuff or ruin plans, it's borrowed time, like it's you know.
Yeah.
So I think go for one meal with them, but be straight and just say, oh, we've got other things planned, you know.
It's
like
a
you said
holiday.
It's a special holiday, we don't get much time together. You know, it'd be nice to meet up one night.
Yeah.
And you know what? You might meet up that one night and she might be a completely different person at work.
Yes.
She might be your favourite. Like, me and Michael always make holiday friends, don't we? You always laugh at us.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I love a holiday friend, don't
always.
I, as well?
Yeah.
We made amazing ones in Croatia. I was speaking to her the other day, actually.
Yeah, well, Mum makes friends with ones that don't want to keep up the friendship with her when they're back.
We met a couple in Portugal that lived in Liverpool and I really wanted to see them again. And I think she genuinely was ill, but you all laughed at me when she looked out.
Yeah, you got pied.
You got pied and you never heard from her since.
No,
yeah, I actually messaged the couple from Croatia about going for Sunday dinner after your engagement party.
Yeah.
But they were away, but they're going to come to Liverpool. But
are
I
they
like,
in London then?
Yeah, they live in London. They're doctors from New Zealand. And we just happened to be on the table next to us where Daisy and Luca told us to go for dinner, this amazing place.
See, I'd quite like to meet them as well.
Oh my God, they were so, so fun. You can. They were
doctors from New Zealand.
Honestly, they've just come here to like work, but then to just travel, because obviously it's so easier to travel from here. And they were on the same tasting course menu as us. So obviously it was kind of that thing where it's a bit polite.
Such a middle class.
I know, yeah.
We were on the same tasting menu.
We're on the same tasting menu. We're on the same wine
flight.
Did you bring her up to
I definitely wasn't in the Rose and Crown eating ham, egg and chips. But by the end of it, we ended up... So this was like in the afternoon. We ended up... finished our meal, speaking to them loads, going for a swim with them, and then we stayed with them. We had another meal with them.
But have
see, I can't imagine doing that on holiday.
Have they reciprocated your advances?
Yeah, no.
Oh, they have?
Yeah. Yeah, they're really up for it and they were really fun.
So Sarah's now going to try and get in.
Yeah.
I think I might. Because that's a friend on holiday's friend. Yeah, that one removed.
So I think the moral of this story is, you know, be kind and go for one meal or whatever. Yeah. And if you don't like it, after that, don't fucking see that it's your holiday. You've paid for it.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
I'm just so chuffed that my mum started speaking.
I'm so nervous.
Do you know that?
She had a few gins and now you can't shut her up. Even when you were saying, she was like, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Once you get into it, though, I think people, like, at first...
You warm up, yeah. It is intimidating. It's a bit weird.
Yeah, I think it is. But then once you get chatting and then you start talking about people's things, you're like, ooh, I remember this time.
Yeah, cool.
So, we are in the beautiful Corfu in our Villa Cassia.
That's correct. Yes, well
thank you so much, CV Villas, for giving us the most amazing 5 days. We're only on...
And the perfect location for a podcast.
It's the perfect location for a podcast. So I was like, I'm not going to be in... What am I going to do? I'm just going to have to do one abroad about holidays. So thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to remember to subscribe, rate and review. If you've got any dilemmas, send them into all of our socials at Dilemmas Jess, and we'll see you next week.
Discover more shows on the Sound Rebel Network.
Like Over the Influence.
Hi, we're Sharon Hartley and Freddie Bennett from Over the Influence, the alcohol-free podcast.
Where we are in the UK and across the world, drinking is a deep-rooted part of our culture. We drink to celebrate, we drink to commiserate.
And we drink for just about every other excuse in between.
We're here to have an open conversation about our experiences with alcohol and reflect honestly on how living without it has changed our lives.
So if you've ever thought about going alcohol-free or whether you're just sober curious, our podcast is here to support you on your dry journey.
Over the Influence from Sound Rebel.
Discover more of our shows at soundrebel.co.uk.